With the coronavirus closing movie theaters around the country, new films may now have a difficult time finding an audience. One movie that's coming out is Never, Rarely, Sometimes, Always. It's a New York Times critic's pick and a Wall Street Journal pick as well. It calls it exquisitely tender. The film stars Sydney Flanagan as Autumn, a 17-year-old girl living in rural Pennsylvania who is dealing with a surprise pregnancy, and her fears that she might be pregnant are confirmed at a local clinic.
That looks like a positive.
If it's positive, is there any way it could be negative?
No. A positive is always a positive.
The clinic encourages Autumn to have the child, but she and her cousin Skylar, played by Talia Ryder, decide to travel to New York City to get an abortion. The journey proves to be much more difficult than either girl anticipates, and I recently spoke with the film's stars, along with the writer-director Eliza Hittman, and I started by asking Eliza about the research she did for this movie.
Yeah, I started in Pennsylvania, and I went to a lot of pregnancy care centers, and I wanted to really get a better understanding of who those women are, those women who volunteer, you know, in these centers that have a very clear agenda and are anti-reproductive rights. And then I went to clinics in New York also and sat with social workers and at Planned Parenthood and just tried to understand what was happening on the other end of the journey.
This is a very interesting process to take, because this is not a traditional way that filmmakers often go about their films unless they're doing documentary filmmaking.
I think I'm envious of that process, but of course I'm a fiction filmmaker, and the approach that I take is much more subjective and character-driven.
I want to bring in Sydney and Talia now, but first I want to listen to another scene from early in the film. It's of Autumn and Skylar at the grocery store where they both work, and Skylar's been noticing that Autumn doesn't seem to be feeling well. Let's listen.
What's wrong?
World problems.
Bad cramps.
Yeah.
I get those too. Pretty much run through a bottle of painkillers like every month.
Yeah, same.
Don't you ever just wish you were a dude?
All the time.
Sydney Flanagan, this is your first feature film. You're originally a singer. I'm wondering, did you have any fears or any thoughts that were really weighing heavily on you in taking on this role?
Yeah, I mean, when I was approached to do it and I read the script, I was immediately drawn to it. I was like, this is an issue that I've already knew much about, and taking it on felt like a responsibility, but one that I wanted to be a part of, because I, you know, sometimes you feel so helpless, you know, when all these issues are facing you and you don't know what you can really do to help. So being a part of this felt like it was a way I could use my abilities to, you know, tell the story.
Hmm. Talia, you play Skylar, Autumn's cousin, and both of you are really trying to navigate this extremely heavy situation, and you serve as your cousin's confidant and right hand as you navigate this process of getting an abortion. Your relationship felt pretty authentic. Were there any surprises for you in preparing for this role?
Well, in our preparation for the film, the primary focus was to solidify mine and Sydney's relationship with each other as people rather than just as characters. We had a very short rehearsal process. We had 2 days to kind of get to know each other and get to know the script. And we spent those 2 days kind of doing bonding exercises, just spending time with each other, asking questions about the script to Eliza, and just going through scenes and getting comfortable with everything.
Eliza, we have clues, but we never really learn who got Autumn pregnant. In a way, it doesn't matter when you're watching this film, but why did you decide to tell the story this way?
I think for me, I was interested in making the film about the active crisis. So for me, it was very much about her pursuit to get this abortion, and that was the main narrative that I wanted to focus on. And, you know, I really wanted to allude to, you know, who the father could be more than confront it. And I think I wanted to really give the audience a sense that the atmosphere around these women is hostile. And that was more important to me, the tension in the environment, than implicating one character particularly as the father.
The title of your movie comes from a scene in one of the clinics that Autumn goes to. She's questioned by a social worker about her sexual history, and it's through those questions that we actually learn a lot about Autumn. I read that the woman who asks the questions of Autumn is actually a real social worker who was a consultant on the film.
Yeah, it wasn't my idea from the beginning of the casting process. I just kept consulting with Kelly Chapman, who is a social worker. She trained at Planned Parenthood and worked at a clinic in Queens called Choices, which is where I met her. While we were casting, we went through a lot of ideas of who this social worker could be. And, you know, we had some incredible actresses on those lists and really thought about what it would be like. But in the end, you know, for the type of story I was telling and for the intimacy of the scene and the authenticity that I wanted, I really couldn't imagine anyone but Kelly. My fear was that an actor might upstage in a way or distract from the film.
Yeah. Eliza, why do you think it's important to tell a story like this now?
You know, I think we were, talking a little bit about documentaries earlier. I think it's often hard, you know, for women to come forward and be subjects in those kinds of films and talk about their personal experience. It's still such a stigmatized and taboo subject. And I think within the context of a fiction film, we're able to give a voice to the voiceless and a face to the faceless. And, you know, I think the film is incredibly timely, and it's a journey that many women take.
We've been speaking about the new film Never, Rarely, Sometimes, Always with writer-director Eliza Hittman and stars Sydney Flanagan and Talia Ryder. Thank you all so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thanks.